Next patient we're going to do together is going to be Miss Revilla, R-E-V-I-L-L-A. This one's first name is Nivens, N-I-E-V-E-N-S. This is a 98-year-old woman who was seen at the nursing home at Crimson, C-R-I-M-S-O-N, Height, H-E-I-G-H-T-S, for evaluation at family's request. Patient has a history of neurocognitive disorder. Earlier this week, she was transferred for five-day respite care to the Crimson Heights. She took a fall, sustained a hip fracture. Orthopedist did not feel like patient is a candidate for any type of procedures regarding her hip fracture. Patient is now being kept comfortable. The question at hand was whether or not she should be transferred to her residence in Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-A-R-D, Texas, and or be left alone with pain medication. It's obvious that patient is in pain, requires pain medication around the clock. Of course, she's ADL dependent. Her O2 sat is only 88% on 4 liters of oxygen at this time. Blood pressure is beginning to decline. Period. We had a long discussion with patient's family. Given the patient's fact that she was on hospice with a neurocognitive disorder with Lewy body involvement and recent history of fall, now with the current hip fracture, it is very painful for patient to be moved. It's my recommendation that patient be kept comfortable at the nursing home till patient passes. She is not responding to any stimuli at this time, most likely because of the pain medication. KPS score is probably 30% now. Expected to do poorly given the natural progression of her disease, including recent hip fracture. Patient most likely has less than only a few days to live. Family is aware of patient's grave prognosis. Thank you.